It's Thursday, the 25th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. From April 29 to May 3rd, the King of Belgium, Philippe, will embark on a visit to Namibia. During his stay, the King is set to engage in discussions with President Nangolo Mbumba and participate in multiple engagements with stakeholders in the energy sector, particularly in the Erongo region. Managing Director at High Economics Intelligence, Salomo Hay, provides insights into the visit.
Namibia is the hot ticket globally now, which is very comforting. And it will mean that there's some level of huge interest in the Namibian economy. So in respect of the anticipated visit of the King of Belgium, I think it's good, especially in relation to the alternative energy sources that Namibia is pursuing, and through that potentially get further investment in that area of work, which will then lead to better energy security within the region.
As the Trade Union Congress of Namibia prepares for its 5th National Congress and 4th Regional Congress, there's anticipation for engaging discussions and impactful decisions. Mahongoro Kaviwa offers insights into the significance and agenda of this important event.
The policy that we are going to discuss and interrogate is around the issues of economic transformation, employment creation, around the issues of redistribution of resources, participatory democracy, around issues of social development. These are the matters that are going to be discussed, of course. Congress is normally is a internal democratic processes where new leaderships are being elected, a new mandate is given.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. Today, the Ministry of Industrialization and Trade is set to facilitate public consultations in Rundu, bringing together three crucial legislative and policy documents for input from diverse stakeholders. The ministry's spokesperson Elia Mukovonda elaborated on the event.
To solicit inputs from all stakeholders on Special Economic Zone Bill, National Informal Economy, Startups and Entrepreneurship Development Policy, Namibia Investment Promotion and Facilitation Regulations, as well as the National Cooling Strategy. Honorable Lucia Ipumbu and her ministerial delegation will cover Kavango East and Kavango West regions at the town of Rundu.
South Africa's Democratic Alliance has expressed worry about the state of the rule of law in the city of Johannesburg. This concern arises following the discovery that a warrant of arrest issued for city manager Floyd Brink was flawed and legally unenforceable, preventing its execution. The warrant stemmed from a legal dispute between the city and a resident disputing their utility account. Belinda Kaiser Echiozonjoku, representing the DA, revealed that the city has sought court intervention to halt the execution of the warrant against Brink. Students are continuing to walk out of lectures across the U.S. on Wednesday in support of Palestinians in Gaza. The past week has seen demonstrations on campuses from New York City to California demanding universities boycott Israel. Sally Patterson brings us the report from Columbia University.
There's a heavy police presence here at Columbia University as students continue to hold down an encampment on the college grounds. This is something we're seeing across the United States with protests popping up from California to Illinois, students calling on their institutions to divest, to boycott Israel amid the ongoing war in Gaza. There have been hundreds of arrests in recent days. Students say that their freedom of expression and speech is being curtailed. Universities say ensuring the safety of their students is their priority. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.